I am being joined right now by Thunder River Theater's own Sean Jeffries, technical director. Sean, thank you so much for joining. This is the last weekend of Kimberly Akimbo, right?
It sure is.
And that was one of your favorites, I know.
Oh, it absolutely was. Zany, funny. How could you hate it?
Well, and you, being the technical director, put in so much work into this. I loved the set.
Oh, thank you so much. It was definitely a really challenging one because, you know, there's so many different forces involved in a show, especially one as crazy as that trying to distill it down into something physical like the space that these characters live in is always a challenge.
Absolutely. Well, and you've got a quick turnaround time in that Black Box Theater too between shows. So this is the closing weekend of that one. Mm-hmm. But then for you, you're immediately jumping into what's next on your docket.
I mean, next we have, Home for the Holidays, which is, next weekend. Now, so as soon as we strike this show, we're quite literally setting up for the next one.
Is that part of the Cabaret series?
It is part of the Cabaret series. We actually have four of this valley's most up-and-coming theatrical talents. They went away from graduating from programs in the valley to nationwide, like, theatrical training programs, and they're coming back to sort of give us a little gift of what they've learned.
That's right. This is a cool one. I forgot that there are so many that are coming back truly home for mm-hmm. the holidays, so it's aptly named.
It was kind of crazy. As soon as as soon as Corey and Nina sold this idea to me, I was like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what the genesis of the idea was? Did Nina come to Corey? Were these people saying, hey, we're just going to be home for the holidays, let's do a show?
I think it was one of those things where, you know, Nina and Corey got together and their diabolical brains just started working. And they're like, we've had some really fantastic kids graduating from local schools that have gone on for this. And, you know, let's reach out and see what happens if we can maybe put a show together or something along those lines.
So coming back to your perspective as technical director, how do you go from, okay, we're doing this quirky, kind of funky show that's really unexpected to, now I'm going to transform this into a cabaret kind of setting?
Oh, the most fantastic fantastic phrase that we use in theater is tabula rasa, and it actually is kind of tied into one of our favorite series too, The Dollhouse. Anyway,
I'm so glad you've done that.
But basically, yeah, once this show's over, come Sunday the 16th, the entirety of Kimberly Akimbo will be gone, and we have a blank slate that we have to fill in with some new energy. And so we set out the cabaret tables, we put the baby grand up on stage, and we just make a whole new show.
So for listeners who aren't familiar with what a cabaret actually is, can you speak to that?
A cabaret is, you know, everybody knows the musical Cabaret. But in a sense where it's not that particular one, it is a very personalized story that an actor or actress or performer is sharing with the audience. It's a lot more intimate. It's more back and forth, a conversation, if you will, even more so than a scripted play.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. And hopefully it has a happier ending than the musical.
Yeah, I hope so too, but you can never tell.
Indeed. So Home for the Holidays is just the latest in this cabaret mm-hmm. series, but a little special because we're going to see some alum, I suppose, is the mm-hmm. correct term. What are the details? Is this going to be New Year's Eve? When is this?
This one is actually the 21st through the 23rd. We have three shows, two evening. I believe they're 7:30 on the 21st and 22nd, and then a 2 o'clock matinee on the 23rd.
And then you strike that and set up for New Year's?
Naturally, because who doesn't want to spend some time with the Crystal Palace folks New Year's? But yeah, we're doing two shows on New Year's Eve, one at 8 o'clock and then one at 10:30 of the Crystal Palace players, coming back with some brand new acts, a couple acts from the historied past of the Crystal Palace, as well as, you know, I mean, naturally, there's plenty of fodder going on.
Well, and even coming back around to the Cabaret series, the Crystal Palace familiar faces have actually done cabarets, correct?
Oh, yes. Miss Nina Gabbianelli. She's pretty much our grand dame when it comes to cabarets. It was her idea to come the first time around, and she created one out of nothing. And then she's gone on from there to Aspen, to New York, with great success, actually.
Oh, well, I didn't realize she had taken that to New York.
She took it to New York. It was sold out for, I think, 2 or 3 nights. It was ridiculous.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Go Nina.
Go Nina.
Congrats. Does that kind of make you feel good that you were able to kind of like, you were part of the genesis before it went to New York, and obviously you're a huge part of the creative back scene. Mm-hmm. God, whose was I at recently? It was one of the cabarets. It was a gentleman, and I forget his name.
Mead Metcalf was our most recent one.
Probably.
Bob Moore was another one.
No, it wasn't Bob. It was somebody from the Crystal Palace.
Okay, so Mead Metcalf.
Yes, and he at one point did this segue into, I mean, it was brilliant what he was doing, but he was doing this segue about like the Wicked Witch of the West or something. And all of a sudden you just, and from my understanding, it was kind of improvisational on your end.
Completely improv.
All of a sudden up like bright green, just creating the silhouette behind the baby grand piano. It was powerful. It was a good moment.
We try our best. With these cabarets, they're so much looser than a scripted show. You have to be on your toes a whole lot more.
That's
because you never
awesome.
Quite know what's going to happen.
Ugh, that's fantastic. Well, Sean Jeffries, Technical Director of Thunder River Theater Company, thank you so much for joining, and good luck with this closing weekend.
Oh, thank you so much, Megan, for having me.
My pleasure. Happy Friday, listeners. This has been Express Yourself. I'm Megan Tackett.